Hi guys, you're welcome back to the Let's Talk Nigeria show with Nifi. And it's me again. Yes, my name is Nifi. How are you guys doing today? I really hope you guys are doing good. Well, to start off, I would like to start by saying a big thank you to everybody who listens. Yes, thank you to you. You know, I was checking the numbers some days ago and I realized that there's actually big improvement in the numbers from where I was in January when we are right now. And I want to say a big thank you because, I mean, I couldn't have done it without you guys. So yeah, thank you. And this is me also bribing you that after this episode, as I have thanked you, just go the extra mile and tell a friend to listen to the episode. But yeah, thank you so much. And also, I also noticed that from the analytics that most of my listeners are iPhone users. 59% actually listen on Apple Podcasts and about 17% listen on Spotify and then the rest on other platforms. And I know that Spotify, iPhone users still did it. So iPhone users, thank you for loving me. You know, I feel bad because me, I use Android. I'm an Android ambassador, but right now I feel betrayed by my Android people. So I'm going to switch. I'm going to change phones and switch over to the Apple side of life. But yeah, that's on the lighter note. I hope you guys are doing good. On the last episode, we talked about the Biafra, the Nigerian Civil War, which is also known as the Biafra War. And I think it was a really good one. I had a lot of positive feedback. I had a lot of friends call me. I mean, in my circle, it stirred up a lot of conversations. People called me and we had conversations about the war, about their views. You know, I got to learn people's views. People got to hear my own view. You know, I got to learn a few things I didn't even know about that led to the war that I haven't read about before. And it was really nice. One of my friends said, I've not heard these things before. And he went to go and read, you know, and he got back. And it was just really good knowing that. I mean, the reason why I do this podcast is to stir up conversations, is to stir up curiosity in you so that you don't just hear what people say. You go and do your own research, you have your own convictions, and that you can stir up conversations that I believe will lead to positive change. So yeah, if you haven't listened to it, you should listen to it. It's an amazing one. It's the episode before this. But yeah, onto today's episode. I actually recorded this episode 2 days ago. But I was really angry when I was recording it, and the anger was very evident in my voice. So I deleted it and I'm like, let's just cool down and let's do this again. So yeah, first of all, I'd like to start by talking about normally I don't like to talk about other countries' issues on the podcast, but I mean, I feel like this one affects a lot of Nigeria. So I'll start with that. A few days ago, the British government announced that they would be increasing their visa fee and their IHS fee, that's the like health insurance that migrants pay. It was in a bid to raise money, to raise about $1 billion to pay their health workers and their transport workers. And I felt like it was, you are saying you want to raise money in your country and the best way to raise it is through migrants. I've never stepped their foot in your country. I feel that's pretty unfair, but then again, it's their country, they can do what they want. No, but why I was pained by it is the fact that I know a lot of Nigerians are going to be affected already. Paying for those coming to the UK for fees for school, paying fees is already a problem because they have to deal with, you know, they have to deal with high exchange rate and all of that. And now, in addition to that, now there's now increased visa fee, which is just a lot of burden, you know. And I'm saying this because, I mean, if you don't know, I'm currently in the UK. I just finished my master's last year and my graduation is this week. Please, I'm receiving graduation gifts. But that aside, ordinarily, as a student or a graduate here, you're trying to get a job, you're trying to get a sponsored job so that you can be in the UK longer than that, you can get a renewed visa, you know, based on the company you're working with. And ordinarily, it's difficult sometimes because a lot of companies don't want to spend the money to sponsor you. And that's the cost of the visa fee and all of that. And now with increased visa fee, it's even going to make it even harder. And I just feel like it's just crazy. And I mean, UK can do what they want, to be honest. I just feel, I blame our leaders for where we are at because Nigerians have to travel out of the country for a better life. And then they still face some kind of unnecessary treatment. I mean, you don't see the Americans or the Canadians, or you don't even see people from Rwanda talking about British passport or British school or traveling to the UK. It's people that have bad system in their country that get to, you know, that are affected by these policies. If Nigeria is okay, UK, if they like, they can increase their visa fee. But it's just sad that we have bad policies in place and we have bad foreign relations. If not, these are things that your own government can negotiate to make sure that your country gets a different treatment. But it is what it is. I don't want to talk about the UK government or the UK policies. Let's go back home, you know. Let's go back home. What really made me angry the other day was when I saw the news that the government was going to borrow 500 billion naira to give out palliatives. Okay, I was like, okay, palliatives. Are we on to the same lockdown scam again. You know? And then I went on to read that what the government is going to do is going to give out 8,000 naira to 12 million families in the next 6 months. And I don't know about anybody else, but that's like one of the most, permit me to say, but one of the most clueless things any government can think of. Taking loan to give out palliatives, taking loan to spend. I mean, I'm not the best economic student, but I feel like in my little knowledge, you do not borrow to spend. You borrow to invest, if I'm not mistaken. How do you want to borrow money to give out to people in a way that will make little or no impact? I mean, what will 8,000 naira do for a family, even a family that lives in the village? I mean, before my grandma passed, I know that when I go to visit her in the village, she takes a bike to her farm. And I know very well that that bike is still getting the same price that they get it in the town. So transportation is pretty much the same thing, even in the villages. So the fact that they're in the villages doesn't mean that 8K will do anything for them. And I spoke to a lot of people, there are a lot of mixed reactions. People are like, oh, it's just calm. The government wants to siphon money. For a moment, I want to say, you know what? Let me trust this government. Let me believe that this government is not trying to siphon money. Let's put our trust issues aside. Let's trust that the government is going to actually do this. And I'm saying that even if the government is going to do, even if the government is being honest, even if the government is going to perfectly execute this initiative, it is pointless taking 5 million naira to give families money that will make little impact on them for 6 months. And what happens after 6 months? Why not take the 500 billion naira and fix power issue? Why not take the 500 billion naira and make sure that the refinery in Warri and Port Harcourt are working and the one in Kazan? Why not take the 500 billion naira and make sure that Ajaokuta Steel Plant and Delta Steel Company are working? I mean, I remember when I was in uni, I went to the Ajaokuta Steel Plant and we went for an excursion there. You know, it was dead. And I remember the person that took us around said, if this place is working, it would employ at least 1,500 unskilled workers. Only unskilled workers. Now let's not talk about the engineers that'll be employed. Let's talk about the accountant. Let's not talk about skilled workers that'll be employed. Let's not talk about what will happen if power is working and people are able to generate businesses for themselves and create employment, create jobs. Let's not talk about if transportation is fixed with that money or if the refinery is working. So why would the government want to take 500 billion naira to do charity to people that would survive with or without that 8,000 naira? Why do you want to take 500 billion naira to give arms or to give palliative, whatever you call it, to families that will survive regardless? You know, it's not really about helping. If you want to help, help the right way. We've gone past the point where you want to give people things that are not sustaining. What is? But true, let's be honest. What will 8,000 naira do into this economy? I did a little maths, and I was like, let's assume that every family in Nigeria or the family, I don't even know how they're going to get these families, these poor families, the 12 million families. I don't know how they're going to transfer the money to them. But I want to put my trust issues aside. I want to believe that they have it all figured out. They've thought about it from beginning to end. So I said, okay, what if every family has a minimum of three people? That's three kids. Or rather, one child and the parents are three people. So what it means is that a family with three people, that means we're talking about 36 million people. Do you know that if you divide 500 billion by 36 million people, it means that every person in that family gets 14,000 naira to live on for the next 6 months? Or let's not say live on, but dash to add to whatever you have. So that's like approximately 2,300 naira that you give a person. Please, what impact is that going to make? And then I think what really broke my heart further was when I also saw that out of all of this, they are taking out 7 billion for the new members. It said it was for the working conditions of the new members of the House of Assembly. Now, that one bust my head. 70 billion. Now, because I remember that there are about 384 members of the National House of Assembly. And they said the new, but let me even assume that all the 384 are new. What it means is that if you divide this 70 billion that is budgeted for these people by 384 people, that comes to 182 million per person. Meanwhile, the people that they are supposedly representing can only get 14,000 naira for the next 6 months. And I'm like, Why do they even need so much? Why is the cost of government in Nigeria, cost of governance, so expensive? Why do they have to have offices in Abuja? I mean, if you are representing Ugeli South or Ekpe North, or I don't know how they do it, Lagos Central or Gombe East, why is your office in Abuja? Why are you spending so much money? Why is being a senator a full-time job right now? You know, I remember speaking to one local government chairman a while ago, and he was telling me how, I think it was some years ago before his re-election, because this was during his first tenure, he was telling me how the money he spent to campaign to win the first election, he hasn't made it back in his 4 years. So this next 4 years, all he wants to do is make that money back. And I was like, oh wow. See, as long as our electioneering process is expensive, people spend billions to get into offices. When they get in there, all they want to do is get the money back. It's not about me, it's not about you. And until we have a government that is ready to cut costs, that is ready to be honest and realize that, look, people first. I've come to realize that we need to do meaningful things. You know, I kept saying one time that we need a government that is user-centered, a government that understands the needs of the people, and a government that did not campaign, that did not interact with people during campaign, cannot know the needs of the people. That's why you come and tell me that you want to give 8K. Come on, let's be realistic. What will 8K do? You know, I read that news that day, and I got really offended. I got pained, and I was like, how clueless can this government be? And this is me coming from the point of, I trust this government. I trust this government will do it. I'm saying right now that even the government doing it is pointless. Let's never say they want to siphon the cash. Let me assume that every kobo of that 500 billion will be perfectly distributed. It makes no sense. Because what happens after 6 months? I mean, the government claims that we saved 400 billion from the removal of subsidy. And now you are saying you want to borrow 500. I'm like, what's going on? How do you save 400 billion and you are borrowing 500 to spend on nothing? Because if you ask me, that's nothing. Nobody would take a loan to buy the lollipop for the son when his roof is leaking. It's pointless. So, I don't know how to tell our government that they need to do better. I wish Nigerians would come up with one voice and say, look, we don't want this money. 8K is not going to do anything. Don't give us this money. Fix the roads. No, fix power. I keep saying that you fix power in Nigeria, a lot of doors will open. Fix power, a lot of companies will come back rushing in. The other, and I think it was 3 episodes before this, we talked about how Unilever is moving their products out of Nigeria because of the cost of production. That is jobs that are going to go away because of lack of power. Fix power, cost of production of goods and services come down automatically. More companies will be inspired or be motivated to invest in Nigeria, and people will be pulled out of poverty. You don't pull people out of poverty by giving them food. Teach them how to get the food for themselves. Provide the means. Provide, fight insecurity. Fix our refineries. Fix these things. Don't take 500 billion and do Father Christmas. Nigerians have gone past the point of Father. The truth is, Nigerians will survive with or without that. Those poor families they're talking about will survive without it. So why would you want to plunge the country into more debt? That's what's paining me, is the fact that you are taking the money into, you are taking the country into more debt for a project that is not substantial. You know, I remember when I saw it the first time, and I was amused, and I remember putting on my WhatsApp. I mean, I was just quoting the president. It was what he said. And I just put, is it for Eba? Is it for Ewa? Is it for Beans or Gary? Beans or Dodo rather, you know? And I got attacked by two friends. And I just laughed. I laughed because I kind of knew where they were coming from. They both attend the same church. And the pastor is a strong Tinubu supporter. And I mean, it's totally fine. I feel like anybody has the right to support who they support. But what I do not like is people trying to say, because you complain about the government, you're not patriotic. I think I find that offensive, because it is our duty as citizens to hold our government accountable, especially if the government claims they were selected, they were voted into that position. If you claim you're the people's choice, the people have the right to hold you accountable. And I'm saying this because I want you guys to understand that you criticizing the government doesn't make you unpatriotic. Your patriotism and your loyalty is to the country. And you have to speak. You cannot see people plunging your country into more debt and then you keep quiet and say, well, all I will do is pray. No, yes, pray for the country. But beyond praying, we should be able to speak and say, look, this is wrong. Let's call it spade. Because, I mean, it's sad because these same people spoke out against Goodluck Jonathan. I remember very well in 2012 when he wanted to remove subsidy. A lot of these people spoke out. So why is it that now when this other person is in power and people want to speak out, it has changed to, oh, if you speak out, you don't like the country. Oh, you're speaking against. I'm not speaking against the country. I'm speaking for the country, and I'm saying, don't take my country into more debt. because you want to do something that would have little or no impact. Don't take the country into more debt. And I really wish that Nigerians would, first of all, be able to speak out and know that we can and we should demand accountability for the government. You can't tell me you're taking 70 billion to spend on new members of the House of Assembly. Please, that's 182 million. This is minus their salaries, just to be clear. This is just to help them get settled down. 182 per person, assuming that all the 384 are new. Because it was clearly stated that for the new working conditions for the new members, I mean, what is that? When the people in their constituencies, do not have food to eat, when there's no power in their constituencies, some of those constituencies, they don't have running water, there are no means of transportation or no means of creating jobs, then why are you spending so much on individuals that are giving little or no value back to the people? And this is just what I think, this is just how I feel about this. And I feel like, first of all, please don't shame anybody for criticizing. If you think the person is doing well, okay, but let people voice out their pain. And I'm scared, when I was watching the news and, you know, reading about it and reading people's comments on social media, I was filled with some kind of fear, because I feel like Nigeria is at a tipping point and people are becoming more aware. And I just really hope that, you know, everything works out fine. I just really hope everything works out fine, you know. So, yeah. 8K for 6 months. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know how they're going to share it. But I really hope that the government realizes that it's a pointless move and they will not even do it. I really hope that happens. And again, if you are looking to travel from Nigeria, my advice, you know you don't have the money for UK, please look at other places. The Shakara in the UK is too much. All these plenty new bills, new rules every day. I think I heard that Germany is really, their doors are open, and Netherlands. You know, try those places, you know. But in the meantime, let's keep speaking about our country. Let's keep speaking and hope for the best. Thank you guys once again. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to tell a friend. Don't forget to just share. And if you're an Android user, please, iPhone users are winning. Please help us. But yeah, thank you so much, guys. God bless you and God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.